The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. This is part two in a two-part episode. If you missed episode one, go back to the previous episode and check it out, and then enjoy this episode number two.
Okay. So if you're still writing, that's fine. You can go ahead and just hopefully you can listen enough to know what I'm saying. So the next step is exactly the same, only it's the sandwich, the other side. What's the very first step? The very, very first step. And the step cannot be get more customers. Okay. No. That's not a step. That's a project. Okay. So first step, I'm going to use Johanna because she's been so wonderful. So Johanna, her first step could be something very specific, like right now, for me, in my business, my plan is to generate this dollar amount, right? And the very first step is I need to create a new Facebook ad to put into my funnel, to start my funnel. So my very first step is to write out the copy for the advertisement. See how specific and simple and one action, okay? One action. You notice I didn't use the example of, okay, so first I need to write the ad and then I need to get on with Jackson and then I need to build my ClickFunnels and then I have to, no, that's not a first step. That's the first five steps. So sandwich approach is very last step. Very first step. Okay, so everybody go ahead and write down, what's your very first step?
Tracy, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so instead of saying increase my profit by $650 per month to pay for the trip, you want me to say I need two more clients.
So that would be breaking. So you're doing something that's the next, I'm going to talk about that next. So you're already ahead. Wait, no, it's great. I love how your mind is thinking. So what Renee automatically did was what I teach, and she's already going, let me retro engineer backwards. I'm retro engineering backwards. We're going to go there. Oh. But no, what I would say is in that goal, what would be the very first thing you would need to do today or soon, you know, like within the next couple of days, one action you can start taking now towards that goal. So what would that one first step be?
If I need two clients, I need to go on 2.2 sales calls.
And in order to have 2.2 sales calls, you need what?
3.5 leads.
Okay. In order to have 3.5 leads, you need to do what?
Probably turn up my lead gen.
If you're not already getting that amount within a certain amount of time, in other words, if you're already getting, so this is great. Thank you for this. This is really good clarity. So if you're getting, let's say you're getting X amount of leads and those are turning into the dollar amounts that you've been getting, but you have a bigger goal than what you've been getting, then you need 3.5, or let's call it four more leads. In a week, in a month, I mean.
Oh, in a week. Know,
okay.
Well, I need two a little over 2 new customers for the month just to cover that. However, I would think I would want to do at least 1 extra customer so that if we lose one, I'm still not scrambling.
These are great thought. I love this. So you're already thinking, okay, it's not just those extra leads. Then we have to factor in that there can be people that leave. And so you're already thinking through, this is the next step, everybody. So we're just going to do it. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like trying to figure out what my first
is exactly it. So if you had a hard time going, I don't know what's first, it's probably because you haven't done what we're doing now. So if you have had a challenge, if you're like, I really don't know, I'm not sure, because I need to quantify backwards. If your monetary goal has a dollar figure and you have a timeline, then you're going to choose to generate that money through your business, then you have a framework for that. You know that your average customer value, you know, and those of you who are in next level, you all know this is what we do. Okay.
Bye.
Have
a night.
So we have to work backwards. Okay. So what Renee's doing is she said, I need $600. Is that right? $600 in billing.
Yeah.
$600 more a month in billing. So I need to have approximately two new customers a month. In order to have 2 new customers, she needs at least 3 leads, right?
Yep.
Okay. In order to have,
I'm at a 90% close.
Awesome. So in order to have 3 new leads, in addition to the leads she's already getting, then she said, I need to turn up my ad spend, what I'm spending on my ads, because she has a funnel where she has an ad that is working. So she knows what her cost per lead is and all of that. And if you're in next level, we're working on that. If you haven't already worked on that with me, we are working towards that. Okay. So in your case, Renee, it's turn up your ad spend so that you can generate that additional 3 leads.
Right.
There you go. So step number one, where Google or Facebook or
Facebook. And then Jackson and I in December are probably going to crank out some Googles.
Okay. So let's say for now, what you have now, then you would, step number one would be open up Facebook and increase your spend.
Yep.
According to what you need, right? To increase to 3.
Yep.
That's a number one step. Did everybody kind of track on that? Does that make sense to everyone? How we broke that down all the way back to the first thing, the very first step. All right. So now the sandwich effect. Now let's talk about what comes next. Why do people fail? Why do you suppose, you know, those people, not us, I mean, you know, not you, I'm talking about you, you know, those people who don't achieve their goals. Why do you suppose anybody doesn't achieve a goal? So let's go back to the SMART goal. If something goes wrong and it was out of our control, we always go back to what we can control, right? Now, goals are not set in stone. Let's not all make the mistake of thinking that our goals are some, you know, holy grail made out of some, you know, some titanium material, never ever to be changed or altered at all. If something happens, life happens, something gets thrown into your, you know, into your deal, the one thing you always control is what? What's the one thing? Take a wild guess. What's the one thing that you always control? Right? Yes. Yeah. No, not me. No, no, no. You. Yes. You. You always control you. Okay. So as long as you're the one in the R, in SMART goals, you're responsible. You're the one that is setting the reasonable goal because you're in charge. Then you can make a different choice. You can choose to pivot. You can reassess. You can change the timeline. It's allowed to do. But here's the caveat to that. And since Lindsay, there you are. Everybody keeps moving around. So Lindsay, give us an example. Unmute yourself. Give us an example of like something that would throw your personal goal or could throw your personal goal off.
You have to talking to me. So recently I had a just cleaners quit or not show up. And my goal is to not be cleaning, and then I end up going so we don't lose profit.
Okay. This is a great example. And I just talked to somebody today in Next Level about this. This actually was Millionaire about this. So this is very common. How many of you have ever had people quit and you felt like you had to go out and clean? Anybody? Like, okay. All right. So you're not alone, Lindsay. I think all but one Lindsay has gone out and cleaned. Yeah. Our Lindsay hasn't done that yet. Although, I don't know. You might, if you paid her enough, she might, maybe. She's in Jersey. Just no. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, guys. She's not available for that. Okay. So let's talk about that, because a lot of us think that's not mindset. It's just reality. Right? It's like, what am I going to do? I didn't have anybody. I had to clean. Okay. So that is absolutely a choice. And when we tell ourselves the goal, not the goal, but the commitment. And I really want us to make those two things married. Goal and commitment are one now. I am committed to not cleaning. Yeah, Lindsay's like, ask my husband how well I clean. Oh my gosh, Lindsay. She's like, no, you're fired. You know what? You're fired as a housekeeper. Sorry. Not your highest and best use. So Lindsay Pearson, as a person who says, this is my absolute commitment to myself, to my business, to anybody else that's involved, I am not an owner who cleans, no matter what. Now, as that person, as the identity, that's your identity. I am a cleaning company owner that does not clean. So what are the differences between, let's just say for argument's sake, you couldn't clean, like literally physically could not clean for some reason. Now you're a person who doesn't clean. You're an owner who does not clean. What would an owner who does not clean do differently? What are some of the things that you're in control of that you could do differently than choose to clean?
Reschedule.
That's one thing possible.
Hire more cleaners.
Sure. Absolutely. That's a given. Yes, definitely more. And not just hire more cleaners, but to hire someone specifically for the position of floater, of being available for that purpose. So it's not just hiring, it's hiring a person that is your backup. And if I were in that position, I would have two. I don't want one point of failure. I want to have two. So now I'm an owner who doesn't clean. So yes, I have two floaters. Great. So here's how it went with this conversation. I'll give you a little insight. This is for everybody. Plan B. What's your plan B? If somebody calls out or somebody quits, what's plan B? And let's see in the comments. What's your plan B? What's everybody's plan B? You all should have a plan B. Let's see. And Lindsay, what's your plan B, generally speaking? When somebody calls out, what's your plan B? Call in someone else? Mm-hmm. What's your plan B, Lindsay?
It's usually me.
Oh, okay.
I need to make my plan B not me.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, that's great. I feel like that should be a t-shirt. Have my plan B not be me. I like it. My plan B is not me. All right. Call in someone else, shuffle the schedule. Awesome. Okay. So here's what this client and I did today. We said, and I think Nina's here. She and I were working on this together. So plan B is another team member, somebody else on your team that fills in. That's plan B. Plan C is a floater, preferably two. And Nina was like, forget that, three. I am not cleaning again. I'm not doing that. So having floaters is plan C. Plan D is, and this is where we got creative. Nina and I were talking about this, and I was talking about this with someone else also today, interestingly enough. So it's a hot topic, is to have relationships with other companies that do cleaning that aren't like the kind of company that you are. Maybe if you're close enough, like Nina, who has a friend who runs a company that's just like hers, you can have that kind of relationship, but it doesn't have to be. Any company that has a labor pool that does physical labor, some sort of cleaning, it could be power washing, it could be carpets, it could be windows, it could be anything, but you have a mutual agreement that if they have people that want hours, want to be that floater person, and you've already gone through your plan B and your plan C, your plan D can be to call other companies that you have an agreement with. Okay. Then your plan E is to move clients, to move their schedule around. But that is last. And guess what plan you are? I told Nina, we are plan Z. Okay. And Z for zombie apocalypse, because that's what it's going to have to take to put you back out into the field. So you're not B, C, D, E. You're none of that. Okay. So this is the difference between someone who says, I am an owner who does not clean. This is not a goal. This is a commitment. And because it's a commitment, I will take the steps. I will take these measures. I will put these systems in place that I'll put it on the wall. I'll laminate. I will show every person who works for me. This is the plan. All right. You see how I'm last? The world has to come to an end before I'm the one. All right. So your team will help figure it out. Your scheduler, whoever you have on staff, right, that's going to collaborate and help with this, but you are last. That's a perfect example of taking a goal and turning it into a solid commitment and making it an identity. Mm-hmm. You're going to act very different now around this than you would if you said, well, it would be nice to have somebody else to do it. And yeah, it's a goal of mine. It's not until you decide and you make that 100% commitment.
That's the key, commitment.
That's absolutely it. And mindset is first, because if we're wobbly and we're like, you know, I don't know, I have more important things right now, blah, 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 then it always gets pushed, the kick down the can down the street. Right. And it never happens. And then we find ourselves with not just one person calling out, but oh my gosh, three people quit all at once. And we're like, oh, now we're really not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Right. And then what happens to that $250,000 top level revenue goal that you just had when you're out there cleaning?
It does not happen.
It doesn't happen because you are the big brains. That's what you do. You are big brain Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Lindsay B already knows that. She knows B is for brain. Lindsay, big brain. That's what the B stands for. So Lindsay Pearson, that has to be the very first. That's your primary story. Is I, in order to hit this goal, this ambitious goal, 250,000, was it 60,000?
250,000.
250,000 requires that I am not clean. Period. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think mindset's the most important because My thing is I've hired lots of cleaners, but I don't feel comfortable like when they haven't done all the training and I need to let go of control and whatever happens, happens. If we get complaints, deal with the complaints, and I need to let them go, not micromanage.
And at the same time, I would encourage you to push yourself in the systems arena and say, ask yourself the question, how can I, because I'm going to let go of the kind of control I had before, I am not going to micromanage. I am not going to be cleaning. So what measures, what systems do I need to have in order for that to happen? See how we retroengineer backwards? Mm-hmm. So you're never going to be in a place where you don't retroengineer. So ask yourself, if I want to accomplish this, what do I need to do? What systems do I need to have? What people do I need to have? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to start doing that I'm not doing? What do I need to stop doing? So in that case, you immediately made it an either or. It's like either I micromanage or I let things go to shit. Well, guess what? There's another option. Okay. I promise. there's a third option that says, you know, there's probably a way for me to let go of the kind of micromanaging control I've had and have really good people in place and maybe a training system that looks different than I have now. And you retroengineer backwards all the things that need to happen. So that you have control over.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.